News Talk 580 WTCM. It is 10 minutes after 10 a.m. on this Wednesday, October the 5th. Before we get into our subject matter at hand, where we are whisked away by the lovely Bonnie Pintozzi, I do have to say that my heart is heavy with the news of my child's 16th birthday today. Bonnie, it was a blink of an eye. I was supporting his neck 16 years ago.
So are we supporting the next college education?
And now we're supporting, yes, we're supporting his basement life, you know. But yes, 16 years today. I just have to say happy
congratulations. Oh, that's great. But if you're out there and you've never met Crystal, she looks like a mere child herself.
Well, thank you, Bonnie. I pay her weekly to say this to me. We also have to say a big thank you to Jamie Kramer, who is here filling in for the one and only Colleen Wares. Hello, Jamie Kramer.
Thank you. Yay, good morning.
Well, Jamie, we get to be whisked away, as Bonnie Pintozzi from the Travel Authority does every week here, and we talk about these plans to travel. And I think most of us would like to do more traveling. Wouldn't you say, Bonnie?
Oh, definitely. And that seems to be what's happening, the trends and everything, as we look into 2017 and beyond, actually. And this is the time of year. Mm-hmm. I've been saying this now for weeks. So these are all the different little specials that are coming out, all the choices that you have. So why not? We're going to bring Tony Rowland on. Tony is our district sales manager for the area. And Tony is with Trafalgar Tours. And, you know, we've been on the air several times. We love Tony. She gives us all these great updates. We're going to talk about some real personal stories, too, which were really kind of fun when she was mentioning. But, you know, Trafalgar is, you know, Tony will say he loves to work with people who live to travel. And it is really fun to do that. And after 70 years of really refining the types of programs they do and industry leaders that they are, Tony, good morning.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning, ladies.
Well, good morning, Tony. And I know that we are going to be talking about, as Bonnie said, some more personal stories of travel. And I think that that's what makes travel so important, because it always is personal.
Always.
And that's what the Travel Authority does.
It's always, you know, and I love to say this, and I met with some businesses this week, actually, in the area. And I only walk in with a little pad of paper and nothing prepared, and I say, tell me about you. And that's what we do as a travel consultant, and Tony knows that. It's all about, tell us what you want to do, when you take away and come home, what is that one thing that's going to stand in your mind from your vacation? So, Tony, take us away.
Yes.
Take us away a little bit here.
Let's go away. Let's go away someplace very far. I just returned from Japan. And that, my friend, was an amazing destination. A lot of times people want to travel far, far away from home. However, when you go to a destination where you can't understand the language, because basically they're symbols, you know you have left the North America. Because sometimes through Europe, you can kind of figure your way through. What I loved about Japan was the culture and the people. And the city is so vibrant. I did what we, a tour called Leisurely Japan. And this will include Tokyo, Kyoto, and you can also add on Hiroshima. So I was able to go to Mount Fuji, which was beautiful. And for those who are adventurous, Mount Fuji actually is a pretty easy mountain to climb. And you can climb Mount Fuji within one day. It takes about 6 hours to climb and about another five to descend. So it's a fun adventure for those who want to try hiking a mountain. And I don't know if you guys are aware, Japan has one of the largest fish markets in the world. And because they're known for the tuna. Now, I like sushi. However, I'm a California roll type of girl.
Yeah, right.
When I was in Japan, I thought, you know what? This is what they're known for, so I'm going to try it. Mm-hmm. Our travel director arranged for cab to pick us up from the hotel because we had free time. And the cab driver picked us up, dropped us off at the fish market. Now, this fish market is huge. And they have bidding that goes on early morning, and it's open to the public around 9 a.m. So all of these stalls are open with all these different types of fish and food that you can try. And the tuna is about 6 feet long.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, and Tony, you're not real tall yourself, so
I know.
That tuna may have been taller.
And so it was fresh. And the center part of the tuna, or the meaty part, is supposed to have the best flavor. And mind you, I've never had raw tuna before. So the guy sliced a very thin piece of tuna, put it over rice, soaked it in soy sauce, and it was divine.
So you went from California roll to fresh tuna from the largest fish market in the world.
And that's
right
her,
there.
And that will be her takeaway from her trip to Japan.
Well, that's amazing, though. I mean, that's quite a leap, I have to say, Tony.
It's a huge leap, and it was amazing. And you know what I found out about Japan? The people are very friendly, and it's a very clean country. Extremely clean. In their cab, the cab drivers, they wear white gloves. And they have these little doilies on the back of the car seat. And
Wow. It's
pure white. I don't know how they keep them that white. But I loved it. And then we went to Kyoto. I don't know if you guys, have you guys ever read that book, Memoirs of a Geisha?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, we got to go to the Geisha district. And that was amazing. Now, there are two types of Geisha girls. One is going to be your senior. And you can tell by the dress. And they are not allowed to marry. The one geisha girl that we met, she's been doing this for 15 years. And she has a 9-year-old son, and she's been living with this guy for 10 years. And if she gets married, she loses her career. And
wow.
Then I also met one that's in training. They have a school for them to go to in training. And within 2 years, and when they put the makeup on, you can kind of tell the difference between a senior and a young geisha girl. The young ones, until they complete their training, only their bottom lip is painted red.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
The top part is white.
That's interesting.
And they're very well educated because they're there to entertain. They will dance. And then they will come and they will talk to the guests. And the Gion District is what it's called, where you can go and have dinner and enjoy a show. But if you don't want to do the shows around 6 p.m., you can see all the geisha girls off to work in their full outfit. It was amazing.
Well, one thing, Tony, and I know that, you know, this is a destination that may be on many people's list of places to go in the world. Air service out of the United States or North America in general is incredible. There are so many flights that land in Japan. The frequency is there. And, you know, coupling that together with your program, and how many days was that you went on this one?
At leisure for Japan, I do believe it's 12 days. And what we also include the bullet train. Now, that's experience to ride the bullet train. Mm-hmm. And what I love, even though you're in a different culture, you can't understand any of the signs, our travel directors make it seamless so that our guests, everything is taken care of, and all they have to do is enjoy and soak up the culture of Japan.
Well, and that's what makes the trip. I mean, it really does.
Yes.
I know that on any of these escorted trips and everything that you take, your tour directors, they are with you 24/7. They get to know the group. They get to know the different things that you want to do that might be a little bit different, that's not included, but that since you have free time to do. They make a difference, and I know that on Trafalgar, they definitely have. You have another incredible story, and this one is near and dear to my heart because Crystal knows, and some of our listeners may remember, I am working on an entire program of traveling with any type of disability.
Yes.
And I'm making some great headway with community involvement here, too, as well. But this one is just kind of, this is a tour director that stepped up to the plate. So why don't you tell our listeners about this?
I met a wonderful gentleman last week, James Moore. He's hearing impaired. He came to one of my shows. And prior to the show, we made arrangements for an interpreter to be there so that he can fully understand and take everything in. Well, James arrived to the show early, and the interpreter was there. So we were able to conversate and find out a little bit about each other. Come to find out, James traveled with us in 2012. Actually, he went to Asia. He did not have an interpreter doing his trip. However, our travel director made this experience for him so easy. He would write down everything. He allowed James to sit in the front because James can read lips. He said out of all the trips that he had taken, this by far was the best. Because of the attention that the travel director gave him, the knowledge that he learned from all the places that he visited, and he also traveled with his wife, who was hearing impaired. And he asked if he could speak after my show to tell the audience how wonderful Trafalgar is and how he enjoyed his trip. Do you know he touched me? Because the interpreter would let us know what he was saying. He had the time of his life. And so now he wants to travel again, and now he wants to take a group of hearing impaired travelers to Italy with us.
I mean,
that's amazing.
It is amazing, and that's that's what you know. You can do anything as long as there's somebody out there supporting the effort. And I know I have listeners who say, I guess I'll never be able to go to some of those destinations because they've approached me with it. And that's why I'm putting so many of these programs together. And we'll announce that probably in the next month as to some of the things, ideas, and things that can be done. But when I hear stories like that, mm-hmm. when somebody steps up, spare it a moment type of thing, and really reaches the heart of a traveler especially, and then now they're just going to go and they're going to enjoy the world type of thing. And it's interesting because if they're looking at Italy, some of your top trending trips are like the best of Italy. Well, Iceland's out there. We all know the ultimate Iceland. And the scenic Scandinavia. So great trips. And Europe right now in general, I mean, there's a lot of... There's a lot of more interest this year, definitely. There's a lot of people making reservations. But I started the show out with, this is the time of the year, right, Tony? This is the time that we all know that we don't get into pricing on our shows and stuff, but we talk about some of the value and some of the opportunities of saving. But it's doing it now as opposed to waiting until, you know, a couple months from now. This is your best opportunity if you're thinking about travel.
Yes, it is. And you mentioned Italy. Italy is the number one destination for all of Europe. And actually, I just returned from Italy. So I was in Italy in September and Japan in August. I do love my job.
I was going to say, Tony, if you don't love your job, I'm thinking there's several people I'm looking right around the room at would say, in a heartbeat.
Yeah, seriously.
I loved it, and I did the best of Italy. So it was a great experience because Italy is an amazing country. And I don't know if you guys know, it didn't become like unified or considered a country until the mid-1800s. So prior to that, there were individual states such as Rome, Florence, and Venice, and each had their own flavor of food, their own dialect. And so when you go and you visit it now, knowing the history of it, you can really appreciate when you go to Rome, when you go to Sorrento. Sorrento is known for its inlaid wood making. When you head up to Venice, of course it's known for the Venetian mass and the different types of food. And I always used to jokingly tell people, I ate my way through that country.
Well, based on all the interviews we've all done together, Tony, I would agree you eat your way through most countries that you go to.
That's okay. You know, I've done the tour of Italy, but it was at the Olive Garden, so...
we can expand upon that. How does that sound?
Let's try to do the best of Italy next time,
right,
Crystal.
Because you get a good flavor and a good taste of the country, and we are known for our Be My Guest. Mm-hmm. Our Be My Guest is where you dine in the family's home. So it really gets you inside the destination, so you can really get to know the people, their heritage, their customs. And the one that we have... the best of Italy is in the Lake District, Lago Maggiore. And it's with the Telly family, and you take a boat over to an island, and you're on this beautiful lake, and you're able to sit down, have a meal with the family, and learn about their customs, their history. And this is what people love. They love those little insider tips. They want to see the must-see sites, but they also like feeling special that, you know what, we got to eat in the locals' home. Not, you just can't normally do that. And another highlight of my trip was we are one of the preferred vendors with the Vatican, which means that we get some special privileges. Do you know what we're going to be doing next year, Bonnie?
Oh, no, tell us, because this is a 2017 new, what's hot and what's new.
What time is we will have an after-hours tour of the Vatican. It would be a private tour, and it will include dinner inside the museum.
Wow.
Well,
how did you swing that, Tony?
I know. It's because of our preferred status, our relationship with the Vatican. And this is a wonderful treat because I don't know if your listeners are aware just how busy, mm-hmm. how popular the Vatican is. About 20,000 people a day visit the Vatican. It's a long line. They let in between 4,000 and 5,000 per hour. We bypass all the lines. We mm-hmm. go during the day. We get right in. However, on 6 of our Italy itineraries, we will have a private tour in the evening after hours, and we will also have dinner.
And that is special. That really is. That's
special.
A great what's new going on for 2017. There's no doubt about it. And when you look at some of the, you know, the savings that are going on some of these too, but you need to make those reservations for the most part by around November 8th at the latest. The sooner the better, because mm-hmm. all this inventory, everyone's hearing mm-hmm. it starts to sell out. So if you want to have that private dinner and private viewing of the Vatican, I can tell you, I've been to the Vatican, and to have a private, that would be amazing.
This sounds amazing. And, you know, it's interesting, Tony, since we've talked several times, since Bonnie has allowed me to almost eavesdrop into your amazing conversations. I have to say, this almost seems too good to be true, but that it isn't. You can literally book this. You can have an inside, very immersive private tour of the Vatican. That's incredible.
And it's in honor of our 70-year anniversary. Trafalgar has been in business for 70 years, so we're so excited for all of the wonderful celebrations that we will have next year. And, Bonnie, as you mentioned, we do have some wonderful specials. We have a savings of $1,000 per couple, and you have to book by November the 8th. That would be air and land included.
That is incredible.
Or we have the early payment discount of 10% on the land. So whichever one comes out the best, your the travel agents at the travel authority can check for you when they help the client select the perfect guided vacation for their family.
And that's really where it's coming down to then, Bonnie, because people are listening and they're saying, well, obviously, I have to take advantage of this. I have to do this. And I have to bring my spouse, my loved one, my mom, my dad, my whole family, my children, whatever it might take. They call the travel authority to get that done.
They do. And that's where we get into always talking about that multi-generational travel, that special occasion, whether you want to do something and say, okay, the gift of travel mm-hmm. around the holidays, and we're all going to take a trip, okay? You can do that. Adventure. I mean, it's not just high. I get on a motor coach, I tour around, I get off on a motor coach. These trips are so different than mm-hmm. they have had in many years ago. People want more activities. People want more up close and personal. And Trafalgar has just been around a very long time. When you celebrate 70 years, you've established relationships in all these destinations. You do get the privileges that go with that mm-hmm. because that's a commitment that they've made for all these years with all these destinations.
Well, and the best way to describe it, and I think the way that people want to travel these days, is they want to be immersive. They mm-hmm. want to be in the mix. Mm-hmm. They, you know, some people might still want to get on a motor coach and like get, take my picture and go. And there's nothing wrong with that.
There's nothing wrong with that.
But that's why if you talk to someone from the travel authority, and Bonnie is there with her handy-dandy notebook taking all of the information about you, she's going to find out what you want to do, and she's going to create something that is perfect for you.
Absolutely. And with the help of, you know, Tony and an incredible organization of Trafalgar is, we get those privileges, too. We have that opportunity because of, you know, our commitment in the industry mm-hmm. that's been, you know, in our world as well.
Well, Tony, I have to say, I know it's time to say goodbye. I'd love to listen to these stories all day long. It would be so much fun to do that. But you can experience everything that Tony experienced. You went to Japan, Tony, and you went from the sushi that is really not sushi to literally eating raw fish right there at the fish market, and you climbed a mountain. So we got to say, for this girl, There ain't no mountain high enough, and you can do that too. Tony, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, everyone. You guys have a great day.
You too.
And, of course, to you, Bonnie Pintozzi, thank you for letting us have a peek inside your world. And we can be right there with you just by getting in touch with the Travel Authority.
Yes, you can. And we have multiple offices all over. So just go to our website and then look us up. Give me a call. Obviously, it's a love. It's a passion
love
that we do.
Well, we love having you. We love talking to you. Thank you so much, Bonnie Pintozzi.
Till next week.